The giving of the law at Sinai. Consider the word remember in the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and made it holy. As we have seen, Sabbath observance among men began among the Jews in the wilderness of Sin before Sinai. Sabbath observance by man is unknown in Genesis. Indeed, the Sabbath is not even mentioned in Genesis. The command to remember at Sinai, therefore, if it is a backward look, if I stress, does not refer to creation, but to the establishment of the day for the Jews at the giving of the manna in Exodus 16, a few weeks earlier. In fact, the word remember may not be referring back at all. I go further. The call to remember addresses the future. In Exodus 20, God is making an analogy with his rest after his work in creation, whereas in Deuteronomy 5 verse 15, God's supporting argument for Sabbath observance is Israel's deliverance from Egypt. But both references are analogies. Just as God rested after his work of creation, so you must rest after your work. God rescued you from the enslaving toils of Egypt, and therefore you must rest. See also Exodus 31, 35, Deuteronomy 5. In this latter passage, Deuteronomy 5, 12 to 15, the giving again of the law, where the reference is not to creation but to the release of the Jews from Egypt, note the therefore in verse 15. In other words, this is why the Lord commanded you to keep the Sabbath. You must keep the Sabbath because he released you from Egypt. This is important. Should Gentile Sabbatarians today keep the Sabbath in memory of and because of their release from Egypt, or the release of the Jews from Egypt? What redemption or salvation are pagans commemorating when they keep the Sabbath? Do they know it? Should they know it? As I say, the word remember does not necessarily point back to a previously known truth. As a matter of fact, it is highly unlikely that it does so. Take, for instance, an anxious mother's injunction to her departing child, leaving home for the first time. Remember to wrap up warm in the cold weather. Or to that child just off to a party, remember to say thank you. Scripture often uses the word in this way, as we do. The word remember, at its root, has the idea of marking. It means call to mind, keep in mind. The command to remember the Sabbath was God's call to the Jews not to forget it in the future. Rather, they must keep it. Take Christ's injunction to his disciples. Remember the word that I said to you. In other words, do it. And this, remember Lot's wife. That is, learn from her disobedience. Never forget it. Never repeat it. When Elihu told Job to remember to magnify God's work, he was telling him not to forget this duty in the future, not to let it lapse. When the psalmist appealed to God, remember how short my time is, he was asking God to keep it in mind in his dealings with him in the days to come. The same goes, remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. God remembered both Noah and Hannah, that is, as time went on, he thought on them for good. He kept them in mind. What did the malefactor want when he said to Christ on the cross, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom? Was he asking the Lord to remember the agony of the cross, or what? When Paul asked the Colossians to remember his chains, he wanted them to keep his sufferings in mind and remember him in their prayers. He was afraid they would forget him as time passed, a case of out of sight, out of mind. He was not making a historical point. It was the present and the future he was thinking of. The saying goes for remember the prisoners as if chained with them. In short, the word remember has a future emphasis. Indeed, it is its main emphasis. We may go further. The command to remember means more than do not forget. It has the sense of observe and celebrate. I draw your attention to the parallel passage to Exodus 20, namely Deuteronomy 5 verse 12, which actually does use observe. And when Christ instituted the Lord's Supper, he told his disciples, do this in remembrance of me. This presents us with a very powerful parallel with the remember in the fourth commandment. Just as Christ was instituting his supper when he said it, so God was instituting the Sabbath. Christ was instituting the supper. It did not exist before. The parallel between the supper and the Sabbath merits a further look. In both cases, there was, for the Sabbath, and is for the supper, an inbuilt endpoint. From the time of Christ's institution of the supper, believers have had to observe it and will do so as long as its remit runs, until Christ's second coming. Likewise, the Jews had to observe the Sabbath as long as its remit ran, until Christ had come, fulfilled the law, rendered it obsolete, and thus established the new covenant. The law was added until the seed, that is Christ, to whom the promise referred had come. Galatians 3:19. The Lord Jesus has now come and done it all. The law is fulfilled. As the Sabbath was in force for the Jews under the law until its fulfillment and abrogation by Christ, so the supper has to be observed by believers until his return. In both cases, this is what remember means. Just as the supper will not be observed once Christ has returned, so the Sabbath has had no purpose ever since Christ established the new covenant. Finally, take the Passover, Exodus 13. God commanded the people to celebrate, to keep, to observe the Passover every year. As the NIV puts it, commemorate this day, the day you came out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery, because the Lord brought you out of it with a mighty hand. You must keep this ordinance at the appointed time, year after year. Commemorate, please note, and you must keep. It is interesting to see how other versions translate this. Remember this day, in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of slavery. For by a strong hand the Lord brought you out from this place. You shall therefore keep this statute at his appointed time from year to year. That's the ESV. Remember this day in which you went out from Egypt, from the house of slavery. For by a powerful hand the Lord brought you out from this place. Therefore you shall keep this ordinance at his appointed time from year to year. That's the New American Standard. Remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. You shall therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year. That's the Authorized Version or King James Version. In fact, this translation, remember, is almost universal. Putting it all together, the NIV has done us a good service in this text. Clearly, the main point is one of Israel's remembrance of their deliverance from Egypt by way of commemoration, by their continual observance of the feast. And the same was true of the Sabbath. The Jews keeping the day should have used it as a weekly reminder of their deliverance from Egypt, parallel to their annual remembrance at the Passover. Above all, if only they had eyes and hearts to see it, every Sabbath they were being pointed to the rest to be introduced by the coming Messiah in the salvation he would accomplish. And accomplish is the word. What a weight of meaning there is in Christ's tetelestai on the cross. It has been accomplished.